USDA launched a new offensive last week in the battle over the Healthy Hunger Free Kids program, bringing in the big guns to stress the importance of a leaner, healthier school lunch program for national security. Retired U.S. Army General William Wallace represents Mission Readiness, an organization dedicated to improving the military readiness of young people.
The nation's obesity problem hits us, the military, right in the solar plexus, because 75% of our young adults cannot qualify for military service. Many are disqualified because they're academically unprepared, others because they have a criminal record of some significance. But being overweight and or physically unfit is the leading medical reason people can't serve.
Retired U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Jamie Barnett says Mission Readiness has been a strong supporter of the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids School Nutrition Program.
This is a bipartisan and pragmatic way to ensure that kids are eating right in the places where they spend the majority of their days and to bring in scientific standards to do that. The first step was to ensure that school lunch line puts kids on track for healthy futures by offering fresh and wholesome meals. The second step was equally important because it cracked down on the tremendous amount of soda and candy and chips and other unhealthy items kids were consuming at school.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says there's enough flexibility and assistance for schools built into the program and argues that the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee plan to provide waivers for schools is unacceptable.
We think that would be chaotic, it would be extraordinarily difficult to administer, and it would essentially, in my view, gut the opportunity that the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act is presenting of improving the health and welfare of our children. The Senate version basically provides, consistent with the way the department has approached implementation, additional flexibility without necessarily eliminating the need for improved standards.
Vilsack also refuted some of the claims by members of Congress and others about the program.
One is that a significant number of schools are dropping out of the school lunch program. In point of fact, it's less than 0.2% of the school districts across the United States are no longer participating in the school lunch and school breakfast program. There's also the suggestion that somehow youngsters are throwing food away in school lunch and school breakfast programs. A Harvard study suggested that the level of food waste in schools is not increased. The reality is that across America, nearly 30% of all food that's produced and prepared is wasted, which is an issue that we are dealing with at USDA.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.